As you might expect, many South Africans hope to avoid being part of that unemployment statistic by going to college. But there are a lot more students who want to enroll and who are actually qualified than there are spaces for them at the schools. And that equaled a dangerous situation in Johannesburg on Tuesday. One woman died and more than a dozen other people were hurt after a stampede happened on the University of Johannesburg campus. Thousands of people had lined up at the gates to try to get an admission spot. Some slept out overnight. Even after the ambulances left the scene of the stampede, hundreds of people were still lined up hoping for a chance to enroll. Moving from South Africa to the Middle Eastern nation of Syria, international journalists like our own Nick Robertson have been allowed into Syria for the first time in months. Protesters there have been fighting with Syrian government forces, and these journalists are giving us a rare first-hand look at the tension and the conflict.
The level of anger and passion here is absolutely palpable. We're just a few miles from the center of Damascus, and this is a crowd here of perhaps... Thank you. This is a crowd here of perhaps several thousand people. They've taken over this whole area. They've put rocks in the road to prevent the police coming in here.
It is a rare opportunity to meet the people who want to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
The situation is very bad. We are only want to be like you, like the Western people. We want to be freedom. We want to be free people.
I'm afraid when I'm talking to you right now. Why? Because I'm gonna lift this scarf and going to my home. And I'm not 100% sure that I'm gonna be safe. Because if not today, if not tomorrow, they will arrest me.
Their defiance possible because two orange-jacketed Arab League monitors are here.
If you are here without them, you will never gonna see any protester.
Even so, protesters told us they didn't trust the Arab League mission.
They're absolutely desperate to show us the level of suffering, and they say they can't go to the hospitals because if they do, the government hospitals, they fear being arrested.
When the monitors leave, so do we. Within minutes, they are stopped.
We're barely half a mile from that anti-government rally, and here there are pro-government supporters now blocking the road, a small group trying to show the monitors that there's support for Bashar al-Assad. This appears to be an impromptu demonstration, but it's surprising because clearly they knew this was the way the monitors were going to come.
And it's not the only pro-government rally in town. At least two others. Here, a huge PA system blasts the president's message. Government troops dancing with the crowds.
The most striking difference between this pro-government rally and the opposition rallies that we've seen here, it's a celebration, it's a carnival atmosphere. At the opposition rallies, there is absolute real fear in people's eyes. They're terrified of their situation.
Here, they say they trust the president.
Bashar Assad is a good man, but if you want to see, you can see. That's real here.
For now, Assad remains in control, for the most part. But it's hard to imagine his supporters and opponents can be kept apart much longer. Nick Robertson, CNN, Damascus, Syria.
A tragic anniversary today for the Caribbean island nation of Haiti. It was exactly 2 years ago when a powerful earthquake struck that nation. Haiti is one of the poorest countries in the Western Hemisphere, and many people there were struggling before the devastating quake hit. The impact, enormous. More than 300,000 people died. Another 300,000 were injured. 1.5 million Haitians were left homeless. Many of them set up tent cities, like you see in this file video. Experts estimate that one-third of Haiti's total population, a third of an entire country's population, was affected by this quake. Countries, organizations, and individuals jumped into action. The recovery started out with relief efforts, like the emergency workers in this video from 2010. 2 years after the quake, the recovery has transitioned into rebuilding. Relief organizations are working to help the Haitian people. You can be part of this. Go to the spotlight section on our homepage, that's cnnstudentnews.com, click the Impact Your World link, and find out how you can make a difference.